Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
6 minutes past five on Drive Time. The Football Association of Ireland is to have its state funding restored and get a 100% increase. The government is also to extend an interest-free loan worth €7.5 million to the troubled association for the next 3 years. It's all part of a €25 million state rescue package for the FAI, which the government insists isn't a bailout. The FAI's very existence had been under threat owing to the debts of €62 million. For more on this double or quits move by the government, our reporter Barry Lenehan is here. Barry, you were at the announcement of this package earlier on today. Set the scene for us.
Yeah, long-running soap opera around Irish football since details of that bridging loan emerged. But today, billed by FAI chiefs and government as a historic deal to finally bring the curtain down on the controversy. The FAI, of course, facing insolvency, liquidation, its very existence in trouble, those Euro 2020 games in Dublin, and even the participation of the Irish soccer team against Slovakia in that crucial match in March, in real danger. Debts of €62 million, as you say, warnings, staff couldn't be paid. But today, agreement, representatives of the FAI, its independent directors, Bank of Ireland, UEFA, the sports ministers, John Tracy from Sport Ireland, they all met at the Department of Sport in Dublin, and the three main stakeholders, the bank, UEFA, the government, finalising what they could do to ensure the FAI continue as a going concern. Then, at 2 o'clock, an announcement hailed as a new dawn for Irish football, and before revealing the nuts and bolts, Minister Shane Ross explained why taxpayers' money was only to be handed now to the FAI.
I hope that today will mark a new milestone, a new dawn for Irish football. There have been very dark days in recent times, which everybody would be aware of, and at some stage I thought that we'd never get to where we are now. And what we have seen, I think, is a very successful dismantling of the old guard and the installation of an inspiring new board, many of whom are beside me here this afternoon. A new atmosphere was created. The confidence of UEFA began to be restored. The trust between the Bank of Ireland and the FAI and ourselves was energised, and we were able to negotiate in a new atmosphere. Having dismantled the old guard successfully, of course we have to set about ourselves on the path of reform. And we've resolved today that we are on the verge of rebuilding Irish football to a healthy situation again.
Barry, that's the mood music. What's actually in the deal?
Sport Ireland had pulled state funding to the FAI last April after the association had admitted it had broken rules over state monies. Today, that money restored, €2.9 million. Government funding to the FAI will indeed double from this year up to and including 2023, €5.8 million each year. There's also an interest-free loan for the FAI, €2.5 million each year for 3 years from this year, over €7.5 million in all, repayable from 2024. So the total sums at €25 million state rescue package. And in terms of the loan, that'll be payable directly to the operations company behind the Aviva Stadium. But there are conditions, as Shane Ross outlined.
We've also agreed to an interest-free loan of €2.5 million per year for the next 3 years to the FAI to pay their licence fee, which will involve the running costs of the Aviva. If there was a question of that not being paid or being defaulted upon, grassroots football, international matches and other future fixtures would have been threatened. That is an interest-free loan, but the conditions on it are strict, and if they're not fulfilled, the money, of course, will not be paid.
OK, so money for that licensing arrangement. What's the rest of the money going towards in the short term, though? Debt or wages or operations?
A bit of both. Wages for 210 employees at Abbottstown grassroots football programmes. You recall as well how the FAI was unable to pay some of its creditors last year, including an Gortha Síochána for the services provided for big match days and some of its referees. The new FAI CEO Gary Owens was asked when these would be paid off.
I hope to get straight into that tomorrow. That's been one of the big uncertainties for all our staff who have to deal with all that on a daily basis. In relation to redundancies, I think I can never say there's never going to be no redundancies, but I'm very confident that today there will be very few redundancies, if any, in relation to what we're doing. And the Minister has already outlined that, you know, for the people at the grassroots, there will be no redundancies.
And when will staff get confirmation on that?
Well, I'm sure they'll be hearing you now tonight. So we sent it out, an email today, to reassure them about all this. So they've got the communication, as they should, just as we're talking to you.
The new FAI Deputy CEO, Niall Quinn, says today is all about moving forward for the association.
The power of football will come home and resonate far louder, far more dearly than the shadow that has cast itself over it in the last year. You will see a new association with new empowerment, with new structure, with new culture, with a love that's been questionable. And people who truly do love the game have had to put up with so much in the last year. But what we say to them, today starts the day, as Gary said, where we move forward, a line that we go forward from. And that's the best bit of news today.
What of the other stakeholders here? Because it's not just the taxpayer on the line. How much are they pitching in?
Well, the Minister, Shane Ross, said all stakeholders would feel a bit of pain. Of course, the taxpayer, but also Bank of Ireland and UEFA. But the FAI CEO, Gary Owens, he was unwilling to say what that pain constituted for UEFA.
We're not going into the detail of it. I mean, it is an agreement between all four parties. Collectively, it gives us the funds that we're happy with, are required to change the organisation and move it forward. And I'm confident, you know, it's better than I thought it was going to be last week. So I'm very happy with the agreement that all the stakeholders have come to. So we can now move forward with confidence.
The FAI had been looking for an €18 million bailout, so this is more than what they've been hoping for. In a statement subsequently, the chief executive of Bank of Ireland, Francesca McDonough, she confirmed that Bank of Ireland is set to be announced as a major sponsor of the FAI. It'll also hold the mortgage for the stadium, and more positive announcements are expected too. Gary Owens, speaking after this announcement, revealed how the UEFA has set down certain requirements for the FAI in terms of corporate governance. The government also has requirements for the FAI, as revealed, lots of them in relation to the appointment of those independent directors, the constitution of its board. There will be yet another review into matters FAI to be completed by mid-2021, whilst the government is also requesting a revised travel and match ticketing policy for the FAI as well. And in terms of dismantling the old guard, that's what Shane Ross said. Of course, a new president of the FAI elected last week, replacing the last remaining board member from John Delaney's tenure as chief executive, the outgoing president, Donal Conway. But now comes the interesting part, where this money is filtered down to the grassroots, and you have veteran administrators, those from the John Delaney era, trying to get their hands on that money. So still some hard work to do for the FAI.
There's no escaping that we are obviously in the middle of a general election here. So let's talk about that as backdrop. As far as the timing goes, it's hard to criticise the government, is it? Because as you just said, Donal Conway was only appointed last week.
Well, criticism will still come their way. Both ministers Shane Ross and Brendan Griffin asked, would their announcement not be met with a great deal of scepticism? Minister Ross also in the firing line, as he had been entrenched in his view that he would be giving no funding to the FAI, that there'd be no bailout from the FAI, saying those words as early as earlier this month. But Minister Ross had this to say when asked, was he actually bailing out the FAI today?
It's certainly not a bailout. It's conditional. It's conditional on some very, very strict conditions. The 7.5 million, the 2.5 million per year is a loan. There's not a bailout at all. What we're doing is we are increasing the funding which we already give from 2.9 to 5.8. That actually is bringing forward something which we were going to do already over a period of time. It's certainly not a bailout. Quite the opposite. It's a highly conditional loan and grant.
Certainly not a bailout. Oxford English Dictionary definition: an act of giving financial assistance to a failing business to save it from collapse.
Yes, well, that's the dictionary's interpretation, and Minister Ross's interpretation certainly different according to that clip there. But in terms of the timing of this rescue package, this bailout, whatever it may be, Minister Brendan Griffin insisted it had nothing to do with the general election.
This has been an issue for a number of months now. Believe me, I'd much rather be below on the hustings. But we also know as well from the FAI that time is not on our side. This had to be concluded now. We know that there were hundreds of staff who depend on being paid and who depend on an agreement being reached. That is that explains the timing. There's absolutely nothing political about this, but I would say that this affects hundreds of thousands of people, and we are glad to have resolved this and helped resolve this. And we've worked tirelessly throughout the Christmas period, over the last number of weeks in particular, when we have people who we could work with to do this.
Outgoing Junior Minister Brendan Griffin ending Barry Lenehan's report there.